Done. Do we have for Richie? Let's all of us say something nice to Rich.
I love Rich.
I love you, Rich.
Let's think about this for a minute.
I can love you, baby.
Rich McFadden at the studio in Washington at the controls. Jennifer Horn here in Los Angeles with me, or me with her. Roberta's in New York, and we're on the air for another hour of stimulating, scintillating, captivating conversation about the Oscars. We have some conversation with Dr. Pam Popper coming up in a moment. Wellness Institute, Wellness Forum in Columbus she runs, and she's always got some very interesting things to say about how we eat, how we take care of ourselves in general. She's sort of a counter-culturalist, so I'll be interested to have her look at the picture that we have at DougStephan.com, which seems to have, this is not why I put this up there, I just put it up because of my roots on the farm. That would be kind of cool. Jennifer called my attention to the fact that the picture in the slideshow box of the youngster under the cow drinking milk directly out of the cow's teat was unpleasant for her. Anyway, Richie doesn't much like it either. What do you think of it? 800-510-8255. Speaking of thinking of things and things that are of, I guess, significance, listening to all this back and forth and these people taking shots at Mitt Romney. I mean, there may be some reasons that you don't like the guy, but the fact that he's been successful, did he get money from his father? Yep, his father ran General Motors when it existed, and his father was the governor of Michigan, and so they made money, and he had money in his family, so he invested it well, ran a couple of companies well, so now he's worth a couple hundred million bucks. Okay, so who gives a rat's banana what kind of cars he drives? He's got a couple of Cadillacs, a Chevrolet pickup truck, and what, a Dodge something or other. So he's got all of the, but they're making such a big deal out of this. It's just so specious. So I guess using that as a, the separator of those who can and who can't, Kathy Ireland, who has been on this program a couple of times, probably best known for her covers on Sports Illustrated.
Hello, yes.
Yeah.
But was smart enough to take all that and turn it into a big promotion. Her and the company that she runs are big product marketers. She is, the company is, so she's now worth about $350 million. So she's disqualified from being a good president, right? Would you vote for Kathy Ireland, Richie, if she were running for president?
I don't know. I'd have to know a little bit more about her. I know that she's a very smart business person.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she's a horrible actress.
Yeah.
And I know that she's a fantastic supermodel. So based on those three things, probably not, but I could be swayed.
All right, but there are a lot of... Last week we were talking about... what's her name? Bunchkin? Giselle Bundchen, whatever her name is.
I can't even say her name anymore. Because
she's got more money than Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And if you look at some of these other so-called supermodels, Tyra Banks, I think we talked on Friday about her. She's worth about $100 million.
Kathy Ireland just tweeted, thank you so much to somebody. I'm not an actor and I have the movies to prove it.
Wait, really?
Okay. Oh.
Well, but she's been smart. How many times have we had her on this program? She's a good marketer.
Oh, yeah, a dozen times.
Yeah. And then there's Christie Brinkley, who's worth about $80-90 million. Heidi Klum's worth $70 or $80 million. So all those people, if you take the popular wisdom of the people who want to, they do a great job with the haves and the have-nots, or they want to split the country up, and the class warfare that's going on, which disgusts me. There you go. There's some other people you can't vote for because they have money.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of.
What, the discussion?
Class warfare.
Yeah. Thank you, Rich. Richie, put him down, will you please, Roberta?
Check.
Mark him down. Richie's not class warfare.
Kathy Ireland says it's not working hard, it's working smart that counts.
Yeah, and she's very smart. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the price of gasoline, what you're paying at the pump, how disgusting it is. And Ron in Mount Vernon wants to know why the courts don't shut down BP. Why would they do that, Ron?
Well, they're not going to pay the fine, shut them down so they don't make any money.
No, I didn't say BP. I said Exxon.
Well,
BP,
Exxon, whoever.
BP has just negotiated. It's interesting you say that because a story today about the folks at BP going to pay an $18.5 billion fine. They have agreed to pay for the mess that they caused. And they're not going to fight it in court. They're not going to use the lawyers. They're going to pay the $18 billion fee. Now, I mean, they made a mess of things to begin with, but at least they're not using the same trick that Exxon did of just hiring lots of lawyers and keep stalling the eventual outcome is they're going to have to pay that at some point in time. But BP stood up and said, okay, we'll pay.
My neighbor is one of the investigators for the Justice Department on this whole case, and they wouldn't have stood a chance. I mean, there's...
What, BP?
BP.
No, of course not. They had him. They had him. They had him. Okay. Let's pause for a moment. Then we're going to have Dr. Pam Popper. She's going to weigh in on that picture of the day at DougStephan.com, plus a story about an 18-year-old who's undergoing cancer treatment. What, in Pam's opinion, could he have done to have avoided getting cancer? The story of the day today has to do with the lines you wait in at the post office. Roberta, when's the last time you went to the post office and stood in line?
Friday.
That's Friday. Okay. If you had listened, well, actually, we didn't start talking about this until this morning, so this wouldn't have helped you on Friday, but if you'd have waited till today, you could have had a special deal from Stamps.com. Stamps.com. You buy and you print official U.S. postage using your computer, using your printer. You don't have to go anyplace. And you can get started in less than 5 minutes. I found this out because Bob Kay, who does all of that stuff for me, now has the stamps.com, the official setup, all of it in his office. Where you can get all of your letters and all of your package stamped immediately, instant, when you need it. You get it, and then the mailman picks the stuff up. You don't have to go to the post office. Never, ever go to the post office again. You don't have to lease one of those expensive postage meters. It is cool. Once you get started, I guarantee you're not going to go back. Stamps.com. I'm using it. Jennifer's using it in her business. Richie, I think you should get it at Radio America. Roberta, definitely you should get it. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for you who are listening to Doug Stephan and are following a Good Day program. This is a no-risk trial for you. Plus, not only is no risk involved, you get $110 in bonuses, a free digital scale, and $55 in free postage as part of signing up at Stamps.com only if you go to the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter my promo code. My name is Doug, D-O-U-G. You knew that. So go to Stamps.com. Don't wait. Do it now while you're thinking about it. At the top of the homepage, you type in Doug and get the benefits, the many, many benefits of using Stamps.com.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. We're prohibited. For legal residents of the U.S., UK, Canada, so exactly, you know, and to 2912 rules, visit ConstantContact.com.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Pam Popper joins us every Monday at this time with some clever insight into how to keep yourself well. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, and thewellnessforum.com is her website. So I just heard her tell Richie she doesn't like to disagree with me on the air. You can disagree with me all you like.
Well, I know, but there's just so much to talk about that is common ground.
Well, there's so much that we agree on.
I always try to focus on the common stuff.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All right. So we have had sort of pluses and minuses on this picture. I didn't think it was controversial, but then I remember growing up on the farm. I know a lot of other people did who got milk directly out of the cow. When you look at that picture in the featured slideshow section of DougSteffens.com, the baby sucking on the cow, what do you think?
Well, you know how I feel about cow's milk.
Yeah, I know.
I think we need to. Do I find the picture controversial? No. Do I want to tell people not to do that? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's good. That's fair. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right, let me take you to another place at DougSteffens.com. There's a story today about this 18-year-old fellow who's undergoing cancer treatment. Part of the story is he asked Taylor Swift to go to the prom with him, and she couldn't, but she's invited him to go to the Country Music Awards with her in April. The part of the story that I'm interested in is you telling people, unless there's some sort of heredity involved, most people can avoid getting cancer. And even if you have it, there are many different ways to address the problem. Would you like to go over some of those?
Yeah.
From your perspective.
The problem with cancer is, first of all, we can prevent most cancers. It's another foodborne illness in most cases. There are exceptions to the rule. But in the cancer treatment area, once you have cancer, one of the things that that we just try to really get everybody to do is to take a deep breath, do some investigation, and I'll give you a great source for it in a second here, and look at, number one, what is the expected outcome in very clear terms for the treatment that you're being encouraged to undergo. And many times, you know, doctors talk about these treatments in glowing terms, and we have a 50% remission rate or 50% reduction in tumors. You hear all these things that sound really good, but you take a look at the actual survival rates, not so good. And that's what people are interested in. In other words, it's great to have your tumor shrink in 30 days, but what you really want to know is, am I going to be alive next year and the year after, 5 years from now? And when you take a look at a lot of these treatments, the answer is no. There's no expectation at all that you're going to survive. However, sometimes there are alternatives. Not always, but there are. And I've found the best way to find out about this is through a website called cancerdecisions.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's run by a friend of mine.
Cancerdecisions.com.
Yeah, decisions with an S. And it's run by a friend of mine who has a very interesting story behind how he got into this business. But he investigates treatment centers all over the world and treatment protocols, and he gives people very clear data. So sometimes I've talked to friends even who've said, my gosh, this thing says that if I do what my doctor's telling me to do, I have a 17% chance of living for 5 years or even till the end of this year. Yeah, well, that's good to know before you start these treatments, because the problem with cancer treatment is that often the treatment is so toxic that you not only still have the cancer, but then you've got the side effects from the treatment too. So you want to know these things, and you want to be able to make really intelligent decisions, because I think the worst thing I hear in my office is, gosh, if I'd known then what I know now, I never would have done.
But some people just resist it. Tony, my former wife, whom I love dearly, she died 3 months ago.
And, I remember that.
Yeah, and I used to try to get her to do things that were... this is a woman that was very, very smart.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop people sometimes from just refusing to look at alternatives.
All right, so cancerdecisions.com is what Dr. Pam Popper is representing. You can check out her website as well, wellnessforum.com. Thanks, Pam.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail.
designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
I wasn't going to do this, did you? We got to hustle because the 9 nominated films are... He won't talk, don't ask him. He won't talk, don't ask him. But if the artist wins, he'll say, "Massive bamboo." His horse is war horse because his horse is through a Spielbergian Ford divorce. And now the Oscars may endorse the famous Mr. Joey. Thanks is a memory. Brad is a manager caught in a riddle. Joni used to have much more to his middle. It's great that you shed weight, but kid, if you lose tonight, I think that you should know they're serving cupcakes after the show. Says he a prince and no one's in a splint. Well, that's Hugo. There's no Pesci, no Bob. There's no killing, no mob. It's just Hugo. But in truth, I prefer for the sequel who don't be so party. Abbott can't track ahead. Shoot Ben Kingsley in bed, cause you're Marty. What's it all about? Marriage. The tree of life was deep and hard. Marriage. I heard it even freaked out God. Explain it. Marriage. George is cracking up because his wife was shacking up. George is cracking up because his wife was shacking up. Though they weren't close, she's not a comatose. So it makes it hard to tell her that you're mad. Makes you do your films in independence. Yes, your theory may be Eyes of March and a Descendant. 5 nominations kind of proves your descendants in cinema delight. And if Oscar wants to welcome Clooney Wright, maybe Oscar will be Lane George tonight. Hawaiian, it's a Hawaiian. I love midnight in Paris, that rich romantic style. And Owen Wilson was the way. As Woody the Gentile. They mopped and swept, barely slept, all the crap that they slept. Yes, the Southland.
gave birth to the house. Then though the girl was white, she thought it right and wrote about it. Now they had a voice, they had a choice, they chose to shout it.
As Billy Crystal singing the song about the nominees for Best Picture. Very clever, very well
Nine
done.
Is the new five.
Very, very clever stuff. All right, so on this day back in 1934, Richie, the 7th Academy Awards were held in Los Angeles. Jennifer, at the Biltmore Hotel.
Oh.
The best, let's see here, it happened one night. Swept the awards. Best Picture, Best Director, Frank Capra directed that. Best Actor, Clark Gable. Best Actress, Claudette Colbert, which is kind of neat. Shirley Temple got her first sort of action as a child star on this date, 1934. You think back, the Oscars were an hour long, that kind of stuff, which was part of the quipping last night.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-890-6408. That's 1-800-890-6408. 1-800-890-6408.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Good day time is 33 past the hour on this Monday, the 27th of February. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli. This program is not aimed at being controversial. Sometimes things are said, or sometimes we make reference to that which is assumed to be or becomes controversial. Thus, the story about the cow picture and the featured slideshow at DougSteffen.com today showing the youngster sucking milk out of a cow's teat, T-E-A-T, teat. So that's something that I wasn't planning on making. I don't plan to be controversial, but sometimes I am. One of the other discussions that we've been having the past week or so has to do with raw milk and how the government has decided they want to charge at the House Bill 1830, which has been offered by a number of congressmen and senators to legalize the selling of raw milk across state lines. So from the Saturday Good Day program, where I have Dr. Ken Kronhaus and also the supermarket guru Phil Lempert as experts, and we spend 3 hours every weekend talking about food issues, health issues, et cetera, I introduced this subject as a debate, a discussion. And so both Phil Lempert and Dr. Ken weighed in on this, although I will tell you right now, most of it is me. Surprise, surprise. But this is from Saturday's Good Day Weekend program, a discussion of raw milk being made available, and the components of this include Dr. Ken and his ideas and Phil Lempert and his ideas and me with the story behind the story. Here's the issue. Let me go back to this a minute. You're welcome, by the way. All of you certainly can feel your oats at 800-510-8255.
But you've got to start by talking about what, you know, our Congressman Ron Paul, who's running for president,
right,
has done.
Well, he, along with some others, introduced this bill, H.R. 1830, which authorizes the interstate trafficking. It sounds almost like the drug stuff, the way they, I love the way they put these, you know, the phraseology they use. Anyway, it allows the legality of selling raw milk, also known as unpasteurized milk, and milk products, raw milk, cheese, that sort of thing, across state lines. So right now, to give you the silliest example that I can come up with, in let's say you're in Williamstown, Massachusetts, which is on the New York-Massachusetts border, and you go across state lines to sell somebody, excuse me, some milk in the neighboring town of Williamsburg, which is, I can't remember the name, it's near Albany. But you travel 5 miles across state lines, and this person comes over from New York to the farm in Williamstown, and he buys raw milk, goes back across the state lines, and enjoys it. All right, you can't do that. But somebody from Boston could drive 140 miles out to Williamstown, buy raw milk from the guy, and go back to Boston and drink it, purely, completely legal. So that's really the essence of this. If you want to buy raw milk, you ought to be able to buy raw milk. So what's happened, because this bill, Ken's done a little research as to who's supporting it and who isn't, but it's gaining a lot of attention and speed and momentum in the House. And so as you look at it, you think, okay, this is very cool if you're a supporter of drinking raw milk. If you aren't, then you have on your side the FDA and the CDC and many other government agencies who say, oh, don't drink raw milk, it'll kill you. Well, there are two kinds of raw milk. Most of the problems that have been underscored in this study, which the news media jumped onto this week, which basically says you're a fool if you drink raw milk, came from work done between 1999 and 2006. So the data at best is 6 years old. So Ken asked me a good question. How would you now prove to people that what has happened in the last 6 years is different than what went on before? And I would tell you that there are a number of examples, including my own, on my dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. We have the milk tested every week, which is not required by anybody, except I want to make sure that I'm doing a good job and the customers know what they're getting is good, solid stuff. Plus the fact that we acknowledge there are two kinds of raw milk. Raw milk that is produced by the average dairy farm, which isn't so clean. It's okay, but it doesn't have to be so clean because it goes to the processing plant, gets pasteurized. In the pasteurizing process, they use a microwave, and they zap out all of the bad viruses, bacteria, anything that's in it that's bad that'll hurt you, potentially, and also they get rid of the taste and the nutritional value, all gonzo. All right, but it's safe in most instances.
I mean, how long does it take, Doug, for you to get back your weekly test?
We get it back in 36 hours. We bring it down in the afternoon. We get it the day after morning. It's like if we bring it to Wednesday afternoon, Friday morning you'll have the results of the test. So, and there has never been a test since we've been doing this that was bad. The state screwed up a test once, and we had to close because the state results were different than the local results, and we had to abide by what the state law was, but they acknowledged afterwards. They were a month, this is how, you'll love this one, they were a month from the time they did the test to when they said you have to close down until we test your milk again. That's how silly that stuff is. Anyway, so what I'm saying is what we do, those of us, there are 26 dairy farms in Massachusetts. There, I believe, are 28 states that sell raw, allow raw milk to be sold. California is where they produce the most and sell the most, where Phil and I are. In Florida, I forget whether, I think you can get raw milk in Florida, Ken, can't you?
Yes.
No? Okay. So anyway, the milk that's produced to be sold as raw milk undergoes much more scrutiny and testing in the last 6 years than was the case before. So, for example, with my counts, I don't want to get too technical, but if you look at the four different things that gauge whether the milk is good or not, the bacteria, the E. coli, the somatic cell count, that sort of thing, all of like
the things that make it tasty.
Yeah. The state allows you to have 400,000 somatic cell count. Ours is consistently under 100. As a matter of fact, it's usually 60,000 or below. The E. coli count, they allow you to be at 10. I'm at 0. The other different types of bacteria, they allow you to be up to 100. Ours are under 10 consistently because we watch what we're doing. The stuff is clean. The cows are clean. And I would tell you that everybody else who's doing it in the state with maybe one exception, is doing a really great job. And I would say the same thing around...
That's only half of the issue.
I understand, but I'm just saying the other stuff, the reason that you saw so much about it in newspapers this week is because the big milk producers that contribute millions of dollars
to
campaign contributions.
No, it's
people died before 2006. And the people who died before 2006, Phil, died because they drank the milk that was produced. There were some Boy Scouts down in Connecticut who went into a barn. Nobody was around. They stuck a dirty label into a tank of milk, and they drank it, and they all got sick. One of them died. But that milk wasn't supposed to be sold for raw milk to the public.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
I understand that. But
right. So that's
keep in mind that even if you, as a milk producer, as a raw milk producer, do everything right, mm-hmm. it is a product that is not as stable as pasteurized milk. So when somebody takes it from your farm and brings it home, and if they don't do everything right as far as temperature goes and everything else, they're at risk.
That would be the same thing if you have milk that goes sour and rancid in your car that's been pasteurized. It'll make you sick, too. Very
absolutely,
sick.
Absolutely, but it's going to take longer.
Well, here's the thing that you would find, and Ken chuckled when I said this in the last hour. Most of the people who buy raw milk are very educated. They understand the issues. They've made the choice. They know how to handle this stuff. And so they are not the problem. The problem is that the milk sales are cutting into the sales of regular milk, and it's a problem for people who are connected.
I disagree.
So
I mean,
here's my question.
Sales in the country are
here's my
1%.
Question. This
less
week,
1%.
This week, we found out that there was lead in basically every single brand of lipstick and makeup in the country. Every single one of them loaded with lead. The potential to kill thousands, if not tens of thousands of women. Where's the CDC and the FDA on that? Not a peep, right? Am I wrong or right?
I have to check my lipstick when I get home. I have no
Ken,
idea.
You've been very quiet.
Well, the FDA has sounded about this, and on the FDA website is a list of the 400 brands of offending in rank order of which has the highest to lowest levels.
Mm-hmm. So that's it?
No, I think the argument, as we talked about raw milk, is because you do have, now that you've brought to my attention, because obviously there was an agenda, you've helped let me understand the agenda, because I understand how this happens in Washington. I see this in medicine. You know, there are very few coincidences around. And, you know, you've explained that to me also, and I've learned that myself. And I was wondering why the CDC suddenly let out an old study in terms of 6-year-old to 12-year-old data. And it's clear that this House bill, Pennsylvania State Representative John Baer announced that it passed through the House unanimously on Monday on Facebook. And it seems like
and then on Tuesday, all the blank hit the fan, right?
And, well, it just seems like there is an effort to try to slow this thing down. But the answer to the CDC report that was in Emerging Infectious Diseases this week is, as I mentioned to you before, is you have to come up with clear
right.
reasons, as you have, as why if they did the data right now, you get a different answer. And then also, Ron Paul should be demanding that the CDC collect the data up to this moment.
Right. Well, it's interesting that it has as much support as it does. It's interesting how the news media gloms onto something the government has decided to do because it interferes.
Well, the news media doesn't want to criticize anything they do right now.
Yeah. All right. So the Weston A. Price Foundation is where you get all the latest information on that. All right, Phil, final words from you.
If you want to drink raw milk, so be it.
Yeah.
Just handle it carefully.
All right, here's Lauren in Ocala, Florida. Lauren, what do you have to say to this discussion about raw milk? Help yourself.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to say that I started checking on all of this, and it's been a proven fact for a very, very long time that, in fact, even The Lancet, which is a world-renowned publication doing very, very solid research that, in fact, raw milk is better, much better. When you pasteurize this product, basically it's pasteurized because there is so much bad in it that they have to take out, but they take out everything, every good thing, and it's done as a safety measure. And I feel that really the raw milk producers are being targeted very, very unfairly, and I appreciate the time. And this can be Googled. The information is out
right.
there.
We talked about this. You're exactly right, Lauren. We talked about this study that was published in the medical journal Lancet, which is as credible a journal as they come, that actually advocated for raw milk.
Yep. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Na-na-na-na-na.
So,
okay.
But
no,
again,
nobody's disagreeing with you.
Yeah, okay.
But I've got to tell you, I believe that if we take a look from a food safety standpoint, whether it's beef, I mean, I see people going into the supermarket and going first to milk, putting, whether it's pasteurized or raw milk, doesn't make a difference, putting it in their cart and then walking around the store for another hour.
Yeah, it's not
People
smart.
People do not have common sense. I'm
no.
sorry.
All right. So there's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Phil Lempert, and me discussing this issue of raw milk and whether the government's up to its old tricks or not. The only person that we didn't bring in on the conversation that's a regular contributor that would have something to say on this is the other doctor of note, Dr. Jack Stockwell, whom we have found on the phone. So he has been listening to this. You want to make a point, help yourself.
Well, you know, I want to say something on behalf of the 50 billion mammals on this planet, of which human beings are a good representation of that, because we have mammary glands. And we have mammary glands because that's the first food that nature intends for our children. And I would no more give my child pasteurized cow's milk than I would give them pasteurized breast milk from their mother, because the pasteurization process destroys the very enzymes that are contained inside the milk when exposed to oxygen that allows the body, another mammal, to fully digest the proteins, fats, and carbohydrate content of that milk.
Mm-hmm. All right, so...
And,
go ahead. You had one more point.
Well, the pasteurization process, I think, has pretty well been established to protect the dairy producers.
Right, so they get sued. Right.
Yeah, because you're always going to have very conscientious dairy farmers who are trying to produce the cleanest milk possible.
Right.
But you've got derelicts out there who are
these big factory farms that have 4,000 cows. They're going to keep there. They live on a dung heap. They're not going to be clean. You got to clean up the milk that comes out of them. So
they do this in order to cover up the fact that there's some dirty, sloppy milk that gets into the system that can ruin all the rest of it unless they pasteurize it.
Right. Okay. So one final question. Have you been to DougStefan.com today to see the picture in the featured slideshow that shows the youngster sucking milk out of a cow?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I want you to tell me what you think, because everybody else has. What do you think of that picture?
It hurts the position, I think, of the raw milk people, because it's ridiculous and it's hysterical. It gets the point across, but I'm not really in favor of it, because I think it hurts the argument of sincerity and some scientific basis for
raw milk. There he is, Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy.
I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Past the hour. We start off with Man or Muppet by Jason Segel from The Muppets, the Oscar winner for the best original song at last night's Academy Awards. It didn't excite me. I like the show. I'm just talking about the music. We'll find out what Chucker thinks about it, what he thought about the Oscars in general, plus get a list of all the movies that won this past weekend. All that coming right up here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chuck Curry is our movie man here on Good Day, and he certainly, like most of the rest of us, spent the night last night watching the Oscars. What'd you think of the show, of the winners, Chucker, the whole thing?
I thought that Billy Crystal needed to come out and hit a major home run in his opening monologue, and I thought he hit a double, and I thought that hurt the telecast overall. I mean, I still think Billy Crystal is a great host, and he's a million times better than James Franco. That was just a disaster last year. But I thought the telecast as a whole really lost steam for me when Billy Crystal just didn't hit it out of the park. And a couple things I just want to point out. You know, Jack Nicholson hasn't sat in the front row, I think, in 4 years. And the world seems to be getting bigger in the telecast relevance of that telecast. The Oscar telecast seems to get getting smaller and smaller each year. No Nicholson. You have no Al Pacino. Gene Hackman's retired. No Shirley MacLaine. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting a little older, but it just doesn't feel the same for me anymore.
It was too much attention. I understand what you're saying. On most of the younger players, the same people sit in the front row. It's always referenced to Brad Pitt or to George Clooney.
You know, another thing I don't understand about Crystal, he played it, you know, a little too safe after his song and dance number, which is entertaining, but let's be honest, he's done that every single time. Yeah. So that was nothing new. And, you know, when Carson used to host the Oscars when I was a kid, you know, there used to be a lot of, you know, it's no secret Hollywood is to the left. They used to do political humor. Absolutely not one single political joke.
No.
And that used to be the fun of tuning into the Oscars. Whether you loved it, you hated it, but at least it had some sting to it.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then one more point I want to bring out. They did this whole bit on Billy Crystal in 35mm film, you know, with the big reel. And in the same year that Hollywood, the studios are going to convert to all digital. And I think there was a sadness to that. I don't think many people probably got that.
Many people made a reference to it, I think.
Yeah, other than that, you know, Billy Crystal took a lot of heat on the a lot of the blogs for, you know, a reported facelift.
Yeah.
I thought he looked fine.
I thought he looked fine. I didn't see your face. All right. So that's your run on the Oscars. What about the winners of the movie at the box office this weekend?
Act of Valor, a movie that you like, featuring real-life Navy SEALs. Actually, number one, a pretty solid $25 million in business. Tyler Perry's Good Deeds placed second, a marginal $16 million in its opening weekend. Journey 2 with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, 13.4, placed third.
What horrible acting in that, Chucker. Horrible acting.
Really?
Ah, awful.
Denzel Washington's Safe House, right around the $100 million mark in 3 weeks to release, $11 million over the weekend. And The Vow with Rachel McAdams and Chatham Tanning ran out the top five, $10 million over the weekend, $103 million in business. That's solid box office. The only other film of interest, Wonderlust with Jennifer Aniston, bombing just $6 million in business.
I went to see that too. Yuck. Awful. Terrible. That guy, what's his name?
Paul, you liked it that much, huh?
Paul Rudd. Ah, he's horrible. She's herself pretty much, but she didn't have much to work with. Just awful. Oy, man. All right, Chucker, good job on the Oscars. Thank you. 59 passed on Good Day.